This was the first two battles in the morning. No, the two only tennis in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we had in room number one, water as a human right. So I would ask Debbie, please give us some idea of this very interesting topic.
Yes. Thank you for it. I replaced this poll on this. So our plan was what is a human right, and there was three presentations. First one from Manuel Blanco, who gave us a very interesting and synthetic view about the challenge of granting human rights to water in Africa, was kind of a synthetic view. Second one from Michela Marcatelli, which more focused on the same theme, but focused on a case study about the city of Queenstown in South Africa and the policy of privacy of water in South Africa. And mine after, I will talk about it later. And also, I will stress it and underline it, a very interesting debate with the audience, very long and very interesting food for thought debate with the audience. So, if I try to synthesize quickly, we all agree that water is a human right, so there's no question about it, but the highly debated question was how to implement this human right in Africa, and especially for the poorest for the poor people. And Manuel Blanco underlined that the market is not able to guarantee a human right, because he says, market is not accountable, market is not competitive economically, and that it was not possible through market incentive to implement this human right. And his question was, if we consider really water as a human right, not just to say it, but really to implement it, no one has to pay for it, because he was making a comparison with right to vote. He said right to vote in Europe or in other countries is a human right, and when you are voting, nobody asks you to pay for voting. So he said, if water is really a human right, nobody has to pay for it. But the pending question after this presentation was, so if it's a human right and no one has to pay for it, so who shall pay for it? Who shall pay for the cost of bringing water to people? We shall pay for the cost of the services, the water services. So that was the first question, and I think that the question was also raised by Michela in a way, and with the ambiguity of the twin process in South Africa, between on the one in the water policy in South Africa, water is proclaimed as a human right, there's a right to water, there's a free basic water policy in South Africa, and on the other hand, there's a huge process of commodification of water in South Africa. So it's food cost recovery, water service privatization, and policy of ring fencing, and also disconnection for poor households. So I can, if I understand what we want to say, you may correct me after, because we're not still here. The problem was, how can we tackle this problem of ambiguity between the discourse of right to water on the one hand and the process of commodification of water and water service privatization? So the main question, and we can still debate about it for hours, I think, that who should pay for the service, which type of service, and also who, at what cost? So who must, where's the funding are coming from for implementing this human right in Africa? And if we go back to the general debate, I think there is some kind of optimism, as water is recognized in many countries now, so many constitutions, South African constitution, the ASI, many other constitutions, as a human right, and the awareness of water as a human right is increasing in Africa, and we can almost say that nobody now is considering water as being only a commodity. Even for the huge water companies, they are always saying, okay, people are the right to water, and water is not only a commodity. So that for optimism, and I think that pessimism is quite high also about the extent of the right, because we are in the debate, it emerged that somehow the human right was limited to 6 to 10 cubic meter per month per household, and then after it was a commodity, so the human right was very limited to a very little amount of water, and then after it was not considered as a human right. So the extent of the right, and the problem also pessimism about the financing of this right, especially for the poorest.
Thank you very much.